everybody taking up all the land.
Yeah. Y'all certainly have cleared up this land here, hadn't you?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of trees did y'all have here when you were younger, Joe? Can you remember? What all sorts of trees you had?
In the woods. You had oak trees, gum trees, mostly gum and cottonwood.
Uh-huh.
And willows in all these bottoms, low places.
Yeah.
And a few wild pecans in the woods. Hickory trees.
Any other nut trees? Like black walnuts?
Black walnuts, not too many.
You don't have
just any? Had a few. It's a walnut tree right in front of my house.
Oh, that is?
Yeah, that's a walnut.
You gotta get that, what's that outside thing you gotta get off the nail? You know, when you, the black thing that always stains your fingernails?
The hub?
Okay, and then you get down to the break the.
You crack the nut.
Crack the, yeah, crack the what to get to the nut? Crack the nut to get to the nut.
Crack the hole.
Crack the hole to get to the nut, yeah. Those good eating, you like them?
Pretty good. They are good, but they're too hard to crack open. Don't get enough good out of it, what it is to. They stay in your hand, too.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Do you get that kind of nut you grow under the ground? Kind of old Mr. Carter raises over in Georgia?
Not too many.
What do y'all call them, huh?
Oh, are you talking about goobers?
Goobers. How do you like yours? What way? How do you like them prepared?
Roasted peanut. Roasted.
Yeah.
They raise them here, but in Ashley County, they raise quite a few acres of them.
Hmm. Soil must be different. Maybe it suits it.
It's not. You could raise them here. Uh-huh. We could raise them.
This kind of sandy land, I don't believe would suit it too well. Maybe it would. I don't know. Y'all could raise just about anything you want here. This is about the best land I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's really good land.
It's good land. It's got its weak spots.
Yeah.
But as a whole, it's more of a stable land. You will produce something every year.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you just don't hardly have a complete failure.
You can always get it pretty good.
Not just you get by with it. Last year was a short crop and we did pretty good.
Short crop, yeah. You didn't get much rain.
Drought, that's right.
Had a what?
A drought, yeah. Dry weather.
Yeah. Well, a drought and a... If you have rain just for a short while, that's just a... Just a...
A wet spell?
Well, if you don't have rain just for a short time, that's a... Just a dry spell?
Yeah, just a dry spell. When you get over month drought weather, you start talking about drought.
Yeah, and that's what y'all had last year.
Yeah.
Through July and August, no rain?
The last rain we had was 4th of July, and then the next general rain was about the 5th of September.
Yeah, right. Well, that was in bud time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was spotted rain, spotted shower. Some people got just right rain, but on average it was mostly dry weather.
Uh-huh. Have you gotten where you can judge it after about 45 years? 40 years out there in the field?
Pretty good.
Yeah. How do you tell usually can you tell by looking up at the sky and checking the...
Your weather?
Yeah. Or do you watch the forecast when you bale hay?
I can judge it pretty good. I mean, I'm a pretty good weatherman.
Yeah. Any tips? You know how to tell it? You know what old timers say? Some folk, old farmers tell me, the corn gets a thick covering year, you know, that year. You know.
I don't know too much about them they had at that time. They did have a lot of tales and mockery, and that's why I tell you about them. They could tell you a lot of the stuff like that, but I never had, went by too many signs.
Uh-huh.